My name is Carrie McCarthy. I am a professor of music in oboe and music history.
In her 15 years teaching at WSU's School of Music, Dr. McCarthy fosters and encourages curiosity in her students, a love or at least appreciation for music history, and gets students comfortable going to the library.
And also, I teach Introduction to Graduate Studies, which is more of a research literacy course. So it teaches students how to engage with library materials, both online and in paper forms, to find information about what they're most interested or passionate about.
That encouragement recently earned Dr. McCarthy the WSU Libraries Excellence Award, given to a staff or faculty member who has shown consistent support for the WSU libraries.
Our students are, I think, looking around and recognizing that they're going to need a diversity of skills, one of which is some knowledge about how music has existed in the past. How has music business existed in the past? How has music existed commercially in the past? And how can we use those models to understand what could work for the future and what might be a way to make music feasible as a profession, as a career?
Dr. McCarthy's career has taken her to Southeast Asia. In 2011, she was a Fulbright scholar in Bangkok, researching connections between Thai traditional and contemporary musics, and she taught oboe in Myanmar, Vietnam, and Singapore.
I really appreciate the exchange of music, and the way technology has enhanced that in the last 20 years, especially. When I was teaching in Thailand, it was difficult to get print music, to get music from composers out to performers beyond the country's boundaries, and it was difficult to get those recordings to be available.
But the pandemic has made collaborating over the internet easier.
There were a lot of successes in terms of figuring out how Zoom can connect people across large distances and with a fairly high quality sound, so that we can teach people halfway around the world.
Dr. McCarthy admits that one of her greatest personal challenges of the pandemic has been dealing with the danger that comes with playing her instrument around other people.
Oboe is a kind of a super spreader of an instrument, and so I haven't been able to make music with other people for over a year now. I hope that there is an audience who is willing to make the trek out to the concert hall to hear live performers play for them, because I think that's a really important part of human existence that we have been missing over the last year and a half, and I'm really looking forward to it returning. To me, classical music is music that is meaningful and resonates with a particular group of people and continues to resonate over a long period of time with others beyond that initial group. After this COVID dies down, after people are vaccinated, after we can all be in a room together and play, there's going to be so much joy there. That's one of the big things that I'm going to take away from COVID and not take for granted, for the remainder of my lifetime, really. I've been really blessed to have the opportunity to teach beyond my instrument and to engage meaningfully with our students in the School of Music and within the libraries.
Passing the baton, a salute to music mentors. For Northwest Public Broadcasting, I'm Anjali Dhodia.